It looks like he's winning the game. Possibly versus Joe Blow on the sidewalk, who just was treated more fairly and justly than others, and he missed the shot altogether. This is more the scenario in which you're going to find yourself. So to say that the adversary is so far ahead, yes, but you were told that before the ending of the time, Satan would rule the planet. It doesn't mean you have to give your soul or accept any mark of the beast, whatever that might be. All God's interested in is the intent within your soul. And you cannot get the mark of the beast if you never let them put it in your soul. And they can stamp your soul, they can tattoo your soul, they can do whatever, but it remains yours. Until you hand it to God. And once you've handed it to God and you say, "Sir, hang on to it because I'm slipping," he'll hang on to it. And the adversary would like you to believe that it's going to come in the form of a tattoo on your wrist. No, a tattoo on your wrist may mean that you can stick it under the ultraviolet light and go in and get a loaf of bread. He wants you to stand out and apart in the name of God so he can shoot you easier. Don't play into the silliness. You've got to live in this world. You are a manifest human being. It's the ones, "I'm going to practice ascension until I can ascend." So what? When the time comes, you will ascend. If you don't know how, I'll help you. But I'll tell you, going out and hugging a tree is not going to do it. They can lift you off the planet in a beam of light right now. Just remember that you may have to go further than that. So it helps to know a little bit about what to expect, and then you've got to get on with your job and allow God to do His. He's not going to let anything happen to your soul unless you take it away and blow the deal. And a lot of people make a lot of bad choices, claiming they're good and even thinking they're good. But the minute they lie about it, you know they knew it was wrong. The minute they tried to hide their actions, they knew it was wrong. That is not our problem. That's theirs. And it's painful. And nobody said that you were ever going to be able to bring all your family. That's not true. See, I've lied to you. There are zillions of evangelists out there that say, "Just believe on the blood of Jesus Christ and you're saved. You're saved from all of your sins, the most heinous sins, just believe." No, you're not. You stand responsible for your actions to the last detail, and not anybody can do it for you. I might be able to go up there and say, "Now, old Joe, that one was a pretty good kid. Well, yeah, but I noticed that he murdered somebody and he didn't own up. Well, Dad, just let him in, you know. Take it out of my blood." And he'll say, "I don't want any more of your blood." He does, too. These are the experiences gifted to us. I know it seems like, to go through here and say, "Well, it isn't fair, and I'm really sick of working overtime while somebody else just, carves me up on my rear end." Well, we can do it. You're going to look over your shoulder a little bit more carefully, aren't you? You're going to be a little bit more careful. And I would say to the woman, Grace, in Oklahoma City, tell us, dear, how do you discern? Someone comes offering We come from all walks around here. Certainly we don't farm. How would we know? How would we know? It's called hindsight now. Although I defy anyone in this room to have known, I can tell you exactly when you all knew, and nobody would accept it. You have to walk it through. Now, wouldn't I just be a dandy teacher to have walked in here before this all transpired and I started telling you? You wouldn't believe it. We all have to walk through this passage. We have to walk through the unfoldment. We're going to get stung. We're going to get hurt. But we're not going to fall. Because everybody hear me. We will not fall. God has made that promise to me. Even if you didn't hear it. Well, I have to assume that is a personal thing, and therefore my mission may take me elsewhere. Or you can stick with me and we'll rummage through here some way. We have several years into this now. It hurts. It hurts when we have to take a step backwards. But let me tell you, it will not hurt us like it hurts those ones who turn away. And any time you think the adversary is gaining on you, look at that. No. And once you turn away from the protection that we are allowed to offer, it is painful and it is dark out there. And a lot of time the successes that have come by the grace of God. And when they're removed, it's ugly. And it plays on your heart. Because everyone involved in so many of these things are young and beautiful. And they're not ill-tempered and they're not mean. And at the very worst, they are just simply misguided. And we don't know anyone else's contract. Maybe these are the blessings that we have, the lessons that we can share that keep us from ending up in the same way. So we can only bless these ones, welcome them back if they would ever come. But it would never be the same again because the trust and the responsibility would not be available. So we have to think before we act in all instances. And very frequently, actions wouldn't take place if that would just happen. But because you start on the path and you want to get to God, doesn't mean that you're not going to get pulled away. Every thrust possible will be put in your way. But that's growth. It doesn't mean you have to be maimed. It means that somewhere along the way you will take your God-given power and you will walk right through it without deviating. And that basically is where almost all of you are. Some are being pulled by the physical personalities involved. Well, it's hard. There's no easy solution. But once you know where you're going, all the rest is simply, you know, it's just black. If you are convinced that what you're doing is the proper pathway, then the decisions become easier. You just don't make the wrong ones. And sometimes it will look like if I stick on this path, it's going to blow up in my face. And when you can walk into that explosion, you've got it made. When you say, nope, the promise is if I just keep marching to God's drummer, I'm going to be all right. If I don't cheat, lie, steal, all of these things, and I treat my fellow man right, and I just kind of hang in there and do my job. I know this is wrong and this is wrong. This is not godly. This isn't either. Then I don't have to be jumbled with that. And I just have to do like you. I just have to hang in there and know that God has made a promise to me. And where you bog down is you're afraid you'll be without. Without enough security, without enough of money, without enough of this, without enough support. I'll lose all my friends. If you lose them, they weren't friends. And you better know it. Because a lot of people hang on to love affairs and friends when they weren't, to start with. And you have to know that mankind will use you every opportunity. So you have to keep your eye on the goal. And if you hit that wall, you have to know that if you hang in with God, He'll show you a way through it, over it, around it, some way. You will get through that wall. And we've been around a long, long time to lose it in this journey. You don't know who has been around as many times as we. And they're still learning. But we've got some pretty old, grumpy, miserable energies in this room. We have been around and around. And I don't intend to lose it in this one. We can go home with this one. Well, most of us went home with the last one and we thought we were so smart and so bored. We'll show those kids one more time. Well, aren't we? Yeah, we are. And that's what's bothering everybody so bad. Yes, we are. And I don't care who subscribes to the paper. It would be nice if a whole bunch did because it'd make our journey easier. But I'll tell you, every time we hear from Australia or New Zealand or France or South Africa or Russia, you see, we even get a journal from Russia, right from Moscow. That means we're known around the world. And I'm not going to disappoint anybody. I know who I am. And when you know who you are, you won't have these problems. They'll never stop distressing you, but they will not slow you. They will not slow you. And the adversary is not winning. Not by any means of calculation. You've got two sets of basic enemies, and they're at each other. And you may get like the little child in Watts. You may get caught in the crossfire if you stick yourself out there. I don't want any dead martyrs. We need spell tellers and things like that. We don't need any dead martyrs. Let's have another question. There's one over just dying to ask about the economy.
I watch a lot of Spanish TV, and there's a lot of real interesting things about extraterrestrials being manifested in the South American countries and in Mexico.
Mexico is very, very active.
And I was just interested to know, what is the Space Command doing in those areas?
It's more suitable to be seen in those areas. You're going to find some of the most substantial, I'm sorry, I don't know how else to put it, godly people are in some of those areas. And this is where you become acceptable and can have some interchange with these people that you cannot in this country, for instance. And there's got to be practice lands. And by that I mean lands where you can practice.
One of my workers has a friend from Peru. Regular occasion, people from their village, the Peruvian village, are taken away for as long as a year. And when they come back, they perceive it as only being a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't remember everything that happened to them, but they do remember going to another planet.
There are a lot of Pleiadian craft around Machu Picchu, Tiwanaku, places like that.
And so are they really taken away to another planet?
Sometimes.
What happens? What do they do?
Well, aren't you nosy?
I want to go.
Well, close your eyes down and get your mind there. You're gone as much. I can take you for an 8-hour shift and it's the equivalent of a month on your place. And I do it regularly, but I have permission. And this is what the assumption is, that those kinds of things are abductions. Those are not abductions. You don't have alien abductions. Aliens know better than to go snatch anybody. And that's why I've told you, don't go hop on the first craft that lands. Make them identify. There are a lot of curious ones in your corner of the universe now watching this unfolding. And if there is capability of getting here, they may not be involved. They may be reserved for pickup or evacuation, depending on what's happening. There's something that is a no-no, and that is the total annihilation of the planet itself, because it has such repercussions in all the universal order around you in your solar system. And you have to remember that this hand waves and that frequency, or those pulse waves, do not stop. They go into infinity. This is why it pays to think before you speak. Whatever you speak goes all the way into infinity. And there is a lot of curiosity among ones that can get to your place. Now, wouldn't this be nice to say, come watch Earth disintegrate, or whatever it's going to do, from Mars? Let us just say you're from Mars and you have the capability of getting over here and parking and watching. And then there is the possibility of further study of planetary habits, civilizations, species. But there is one common law. You are a free will planet. And nothing is done without contractual agreement, or you're in real bad hot water before the cosmic courts, the Federation court. Very stringent rules when you move into a third dimensional environment. And I do not mean to be insulting, but you're like on your third step of a 12-step program. You're still what would be called a primitive species. You have learned technology that can destroy. You cannot control it to use it productively. And that is not allowed running loose in the universe. Is it because we don't know how to blow up each other? No, we've learned not to. So what you have on this planet that would abduct are from your local underground base. You see, some of your silent running craft are running on Pucelle turbines. You have technology to mimic or duplicate. And you've got to have a fear factor to gain power and control. You've got to bring the population into fear. You've got to control their minds. And then you've got to have the power to pull it off. There are a lot of agreements. Part of what you would call your little gray species come right from reticulum. Zeta 1, Zeta 2. I love Zeta's name. A lot of what you would call the little grays came as research directors. They had a very, very hard job to be done. They had to intermingle. And yet, how many little grays do you see running around, and would you know one if you saw one? I pointed them out to you. It's Sac Shamir. These are right directly from your enemy's camp. In your mind, look at him, almost misshapen. All of your big eyes, oh my goodness. Time warps are important in mind control. You can't control people unless you can fool them. Well, we don't go about fooling you. We make contracts with you. And I just have to warn you, don't run, hop on the first thing that lands in front of you. or you may really get a ride. But I can also guarantee you that there will be no alien from the cosmos abducting anybody and then putting them through naval pregnancy tests. Or snatching their sperm. Or being interested in their sexual stuff. How boring! My God, you're still in the anal stage. For goodness sakes, look at where that comes from. And you're going to dislike them worse than you do now. It's written right in the protocols in the Talmud. Read it. And stop blaming your cosmic brothers. God has given order to the universe. You are total disorder. Chaos. It always happens before another big evolvement. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to start at the cave again? Could we not start with a wonderful technology to let us grow? And yet, as long as you take into yourself the idiot misperception of your scientific community, you can't make it. Anytime you read that the polar ice caps are going to melt and the water level of the seas is going up 150 feet, think about it. Water from ice expands. Ice takes up more space than water. Water, by the law, universal law of physics, will flow to its lowest, the lowest point around. Lighter than air gases will rise. There are some universal laws of physics. So all the ice cap melts. Just listen, if nothing happened to your planet, all the ice caps melted, what would you have? You would have lower sea level. But that's not what's going to happen. You're going to have a shift. You're going to have a tilt. And water's going to wash over the land masses because some will rise and some will sink. It's pure and simple physics. And with any kind of luck, you won't blow your planet up. Because the minute, the second, the split second you do, we will encapsulate you and you'll float around a fiery orb before we will let you destroy the order of the system. Now that is without even having to blink an eye. And can we do it? Yes, sir. And everyone is in place. And right now you are surrounded because they're tinkering with this garbage they cannot control. Nations are going to fall. The economic structure in the United States of America is laughable. Ooh-wee, hot dog. The market goes above 5,000. Big deal. Same corporations that manipulate it all the time. Doesn't mean anything, except you're in serious trouble. Japan's in serious, serious economic trouble. And they sit up here with Clinton able to do this and Clinton able to do that. By constitutional law, don't say it's against the Constitution. That's your biggest error. He can't do that. It is unconstitutional. It is absolutely constitutional. And when Mr. Bush said he knew his constitutional rights, he meant it. This is constitutional. He can send as many troops to Bosnia as he can find. And he doesn't have to ask anybody. And it's constitutional. It may not be right. Gold is going to go up. They're going to get through dinking around here and finally precipitate a collapse somewhere. But not until the banks get merged.
How soon are they going to put the gold in?
The gold in where? In what?
The medium of exchange.
Well, you will never see it as a medium of exchange again. And there's not enough gold in the United States. I don't care who tells you. It was taken out of Fort Knox and moved. And it was moved right through Annapolis. And it was done a long time ago in Dr. Beter's time. So you can go back and thank that bunch of Bolsheviks. A lot of money has been brought in. A lot of gold has been brought back into the United States simply because they had to. And a lot of gold has been shifted around. You see, I believe it is Belgium that will be your new world bank instead of Switzerland. And that should be interesting to all of you in itself, because the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland has been the World Bank. So what does this mean, that you have a new order that would put all of this power into Belgium? So there is only the tips of these icebergs that you're able to see. And even if you understood the mechanism all the way to the base or the foundation, which is easier to understand than the tip because of the games played up here, you will find that it is all power. Gold is a worthless commodity. Every alien that can hold his head up knows how to make gold. In fact, all of you do, if you just put your mind to it. So gold has no value except the value placed on it. And it has been, by and large, the most plentiful metal that could be used as a world commodity and also controlled. So any moment, gold should begin to skyrocket. I'm torn. I mean, that's really good for you in the Institute, especially if you had money now to buy more. On the other hand, it makes your products out of sight, doesn't it? So I try to encourage you ones not to spend any time wasted on this. Always act to the best of your ability wisely. But don't sit and play this. I know there are a couple of you in here who have to play this market, play this game. And it's a real challenge. And I would suspect that you're just sitting there on the gold now. It just pulses. Because there's no place yet for it. But it's going to go up. It has to go up. Because that is the standard. That is the standard. How much will it be worth? Will you be able to hang on to or use what you have? It's all iffy. You're in a world in chaos. And the head honchos may very well be office to the United States, but that's not where the power is. And for that reason, there are some real negatives to the United States, because it has been a desirable place for the elite to come and live. But this is not where the elite plans to be. During the hard times, their most royal facilities are in Australia. They plan to have South Africa as a big R&R center for elite after they kill off all the blacks and the poor. Just enough left for servants and to run the mines. And they will run those mines for them just like they always have for the Cecil Rhodes of the world, for the New World Order. And they will try to maintain power and control over all the oil, because that is the energy. And energy controls the world, even more than controlling money, which is the same thing. So if you start having tremendous disasters and you start losing cities and things like that, you cannot possibly afford the disasters. You can't now. You're already out of disaster funds. One hurricane and you're all out of disaster funds. How can you have 10 earthquakes of major magnitude? What is FEMA going to do except corral you and watch you die? But because of this, you have to understand that the New World Order, this high elite committee of 300, if you will, have it all mapped out that they are willing to sacrifice, listen to this, sacrifice the entire northern hemisphere to neutron radiation if necessary. They will try to use neutrons and pulse particle beams that will take out life but will leave property. Now, isn't that nice? And then they will all come up above the ground and live miserably ever after. Well, that's where you are. And economies are going to fall. You're overextended. How far can it go before that happens? Well, they'll push it until everything else is in order. And they can't get everything else in order. Things are not coming off as well as they'd hoped. You know, shuttles don't get up, and then they get up, and things go wrong, and then they can't get the Ariane missile that always follows within hours off from French Guiana. You see, these people are having to work against what they don't feel is fair either. If it doesn't fit the higher, and we'll call them white simply because that was a category given in history, the white Russian versus the black Russian. It doesn't have anything to do with color, but creed, if you will.
More liquor.
They can just pot shot you right out. They can take out every missile you put up there, every satellite you put up there. So if it isn't working with the overall scheme of the Russians who got there first and have formed an alliance with aliens, it's going to be tacky. But as long as they can accomplish what they want accomplished without blowing you away, they'll do that too. So when you say, well, they're my enemy, make sure. Because the enemy of your nation is not necessarily the enemy of you. I get along very well with those Russians. It doesn't make me Russian, and it doesn't make them right. And how do I know that I'm so all-fired right? Because I serve God. And some of those Russians serve God. And so guess what I'm going to pick if I have to make a choice? And I'm going to send Mr. Yitzhak Shamir where he belongs. And there's already been a nice sizable earthquake along that rift. And it's going to open from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean in a chasm like you have never thought could exist. Oh, I think it's kind of nice myself. Depends on which side of the pit you're on. Let's just hope that we're all floating around and I'll let you have your turn at the glass. The eyeglass, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be rowing a boat.
Probably will be for a while.
Commander?
Yes.
I have a question here.
Well, it's yours. I've been waiting for.
Because I have the, a lot of the games going on you're talking about, and I don't want to name particular names, so let's just say I may have cool sources. It may be a nice, simple little lady who has a few bars.
Bars or bars?
Bars or bars. It may be someone who is lucky enough to have done some salvage work that is tremendous, or it may be signatures on documents by Ramos himself. All these things are possible in this world. My question is that if I'm to guide certain people into putting up money to accomplish certain things, I want to be sure the end result will be a sale of some metal or some good to come of that. And I remember in a past talk we had, we were talking about Japan going under and the Philippines going under. So no matter what you have on paper, if the Philippines goes under, nothing can come from that. Or just your comments are welcome as usual.
Out of 100 times dealing with the Philippines is going to get you zilch. Except broke. Ramos has a lot of control over a lot of Japanese money that was shifted off into the Philippines. Mrs. Marcos has some attachment to that money and would be able to shift some, but she's pretty much got her hands tied. The money that was shipped out of the Philippines, and it was really a large, large amount. And I did warn people that if you bothered those ships, I'd sink them, and you've got some sitting on the bottom of the ocean because of the greedy damn hands. And right within our midst, we had ones raising money for this and raising money for that, and you have to be prepared that no Philippine deal with a live human being is going to work. They're going to continue to raise money, and then they'll take it, and they'll use it, and you will not see anything. It doesn't mean that it isn't there, and it doesn't mean that it isn't possible. Down near Sobol, there is an entire underground Aetherian city. Through some of those tunnel systems, you can go right to those cities. And the Aetherians come up and experience just like you or I. They're very fair, blue-eyed, tall, Pleiadian tourists that I want to just smash. They're just wide-eyed tourists. Everybody's good. Well, the Philippines are shrewd people. And they know how to manipulate and bargain and never come through with anything more than anybody I know next to the Cambodians. So if this has anything to do with gold that is also stored in Cambodia, run. If it is from the Aetherian city or from that source, look at it very carefully and get your own feelings about it. And if this person has gold, we'll be happy to use it, store it, invest for it. And she'll be sure she gets something. I cannot anymore get involved with this. I have seen too many of our own people hurt, waiting, and finally turn to serve the adversary to keep the dream alive. And I just personally hate to see any of you do it. If that is in your line of work and in your interest, and you thrive on that sort of thing, then go play for it. But if you really expect return, what I have witnessed since I have known you ones and I have seen those ships loaded, and I have seen some of them taken and offloaded onto Sicily yet. And yet it doesn't seem too far-fetched, does it, when you have to know that the German gold was dumped off Sicily. Some of the gold that got all the way back around to Austria was that Nazi gold. And how in the world did that get tangled up with the Philippine gold? Well, billions and billions of dollars in gold got put in the Philippines from the Japanese transaction, and that's where Marcos got most of his gold. So you see, he didn't rip off the Philippines, but the Philippines will rip you off. These are politicians par excellence, and they are bloody. They will kill you without batting an eye. So I can only warn you, and especially when they come and they want money up front. Bad news. If they've got trillions of dollars, and I say this to Mr. Jackson, if you've got trillions of dollars to hand us, why do I have to send you bread? So always, there is that rainbow, and my God in heaven, help me, there are pots of gold at the end of it. And some of it is right off the Philippines. Fortunately, some of it's in Peru. Some of it's in the Four Corners. These are the El Dorado treasures, and they're for our use. But we can't get through the mire to get our hands on it. That's how hard it is. And even the ones who are put in charge of caring for it are either taken out or changed out. And there's a big difference. So you're dealing, I cannot even help you. Just be very, very careful. And know who you're dealing with. Some of the ones that have dealt with us have been dealing in this for 25 years. And yet to show assent. So be careful. Ones that we know very well in here were already involved in Philippine gold transactions enough to get themselves into jail in London at least 15, 20 years ago. Know what you're doing. Know the people with whom you're dealing. And if they've got all this gold, just be from Missouri and say, show me. I'll hold it for you. I'll put it into security for you. Otherwise, you're spitting in the wind. Now, I'm sorry, and I know that you're sorry you asked. You see, it's so much more fun to just go on, especially if you've already done anything. You know, oh, wowie. You see, Ron Carlson is faced with the same thing in Hawaii. Not gold. But he comes, and I say, it's fine, go on to Las Vegas, but keep your credit card in your pocket. Oh, my.
Should we get another table?
I'm through, depending on what everybody
wants. I'm very glad I asked, by the way. But there are great pictures. There are salvage wrecks and all that sort of thing. And backed up by National Geographic and their pictures, et cetera. It's just the question will be, sure, it's there. But can you get it out?
Well, one step at a time and listen to your guidance. You're asking, and that's the first step. And just back away from it if it bogs down.
You know the people I'm working with?
No. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to just block that out. I'm trying to give you reasonable answers without personalities involved.
Another business relation has just kind of had me wondering about some people that owe me money out of Texas, et cetera, and they're offering me plane trips, et cetera, and trying to make up certain issues that they're going to have to make up. And I just wonder if that's something I should get involved with.